come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And that's the first sound of rock cracking in 2013. Welcome back to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're glad to have you back. Kicking off a new year or getting kicked off the cliff, I can't tell you, because I've waited to the wee hours just before this new year starts. Congress is still in session. They have not told us if they're going to kick us off the cliff, the fiscal cliff, that is. And so we got something to talk about, the fiscal cliff. We got something to talk about 2013. What direction does the Republicans in Congress need to take? What direction do we need to take as conservatives, putting pressure on our elected representatives? What direction will America take with Obamacare taxes kicking in? So many things to talk about. So we're going to get to that. And also, this is a special show. The last half, you will get to hear some of the clips from our various guests. So listen to that coming up on the second half of the show. And before we get to the second half of the show, we're going to give the 2012 year over year, over the whole year, the Tombstone of the Week Award, the Tombstone of the Year Award is what we're going to call it for. Well, you just got to listen. We're going to do about midway through the show. We're going to tell you who gets the 2012 Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week or Tombstone of the Year Award. So stay tuned to a show that's going to kick off this new year, and we'll see if we're getting kicked in the pants. What do we need? I tell you one thing we need. We're going to need some angels watching over us. And let's play this clip from It's a Wonderful Life, the story of George Bailey getting saved by an angel. And this is the end of the show. Let's just kick off the year with this brief soundtrack from It's a Wonderful Life movie. And let's just hear it.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
When the George Bailey was glad to be alive, and he heard the bells ringing, and old Clarence, the angel, had helped him out. Where are we? Do you feel like you're falling off the cliff? What has Congress done to us, or what have they not done for us? Well, they sure haven't made it any easier on anybody that runs a business, yours truly included. I've been trying to get payroll, been trying to figure out who's got to take out what. And I tell you, you know, so many people, we've been told by their accountants, if you make a decent amount of money, any kind of money, try to push all the money you can into 2012. So we're going to see if probably it makes the economy look good there at the end of 2012. But guess what? People who can are trying to pull money out of 2013. It's going to make the economy slump. If you don't know what I'm saying, then that's okay. I'm just saying it's not going to be a major factor. But people who can are trying to get all the money they can into 2013, including people who've made good gains in the stock market. Why in the world would you not take some gains if you're going to get them out soon anyway? You sure wouldn't wait till the taxes went up in 2013 to get your capital gains. So we're going to see some funny things happening in the economy, some false starts. People go, oh, it's turning around. Well, then it'll just drop on a dime after the first quarter. I don't know. can't tell you exactly what's going to happen, but I can tell you this. I am disgusted with the leadership in the House of Representatives and in the United States Senate and out of the White House. Why would they put an economy that is in dire straits? You know, I don't care what you heard in the campaign rhetoric. We got an economy that still have, we have 23 million people needing jobs, wanting jobs, and can't find a job. It's a pitiful, pitiful reflection of this administration. And yet they got reelected, and now they cannot work together with Congress. We have not, we should never have gotten near the fiscal cliff to fall over. Should have never gotten near it, because people who run businesses have to know how to plan. And it's been willy-nilly. Nobody knows how to plan. How can you hire people when you don't even know what your tax rate's going to be? So I'm telling you this, I am frustrated with the leadership. And this is who the American people elected. And if they can't get this thing straightened out, and they haven't. I mean, it's not straightened out. If they were true to the word, we would have gotten something done by the end of November, so people would have time to plan for their business. And they want more revenue, and then they try to squeeze those who are making money or trying to pull the wagon. And all they're doing is just confounding and conflicting how a person's going to run a business. We got men and women all across America trying to run a business, trying to figure out how to make a profit, and the president wants people to hire people, and he can't even give us a way, a roadmap of how to get it done as far as the tax rate. What are we going to be under? So I'm tell you this, what I, Doc Holliday, feel like we got to see very soon. We got to see some leadership in the Speaker of the House of Representatives. I gave him a pass last summer, and last year when he made this continuing resolution and extended tax rates all the way to December 31st of 2012. You know, they had an election coming up. I gave him a pass because I knew he didn't want to rock a boat. And that's just John Boehner. He doesn't want to rock a boat. But I'm telling you, if he's going to be Speaker of the House, you've heard on this radio show before, just a month ago, I said what I would do if I was John Boehner and the Speaker of the House. I'd take that Constitution, the United States Constitution, I'd read it out loud where the House of Representatives, all tax bills start here, because it's closer to the people's pocketbooks. They're elected every 2 years. And I would tell President Obama, I was elected also, and just like you, and we're going to work together. And if you don't like what comes out of the House, then by golly, you change it how you want to. But Boehner, John Boehner, has just, he's just gotten beaten upside and down. And the reason is because he's making some foolish decisions. He has power unlike anybody else in the American government, because it's given to him by the U.S. Constitution. If he doesn't know how to use it, then he should get out of leadership position. I'm not saying he has to go, but I'm saying if he doesn't understand the power given to him within the United States Constitution, then what's he doing in that leadership position? And it gets me so frustrated. The fact that he says he's standing up for American businesses, and then he pushes us to the edge of the cliff. I know he is one half of one third of our constitutional government, but he is a very big part. He's the Speaker of the People's House, and he can use his leverage, and he can make Harry Reid look like the idiot he is, has not balanced a budget in 3 years. John Boehner and Republican leadership, they need to challenge these cheerleading press, the cheerleaders for the Democratic Party, and tell them what it is. Tell the press you've been cheerleading for the Democratic Party. You have not got on Harry Reid for over 3 years. No budget coming out of the United States Senate. It's against the law. Lock him up. Get on it, press. You have got to get the press to get off the cheerleading sidelines of the Democratic Party that got Barack Obama reelected. Tell them they want this country to move forward. They've got to stop cheerleading for the Democratic Party. Harry Reid is such a failure as a leader, and yet Nobody says a thing in the news. They get on John Boehner. But John Boehner, if he doesn't want the monkey on his back, then he needs to get to the press and tell them like it is. He's got a burden on his back, and it's like weighing down on him, because the press will not give any pressure on Harry Reid or Barack Obama. Well, take it to the press and tell them to their face, it's time you get on to the guy that has not done a budget in 3 years. And you have a bill sitting in the United States Senate, and everybody waiting for John Boehner to do something. And he can tell them like it is, and he needs to get Frank Luntz or some of these people who know how to merge words together to help the American people understand what's going on. The Republicans have done a horrible job of painting a picture, and that's why they got beat in November, and they didn't have a candidate that could excite the masses. They got a candidate they thought could play prevent defense in the last 2 weeks and get the independents, but guess what? They did not get the base. And John Boehner's got to understand that he's got strength, and he's got position, and he's got power, and he can use it. And if he can't use it, then get out of the way and let somebody get in that speakership position that knows how to use it. And that's Doc Holliday's take on the whole thing. And if somebody wants to send this tape over to John Boehner and let him listen, and I can tell him exactly what he needs to do, pick up that Constitution and explain to the American people, this is why I'm doing this. And you tell the White House and you tell the Senate to get off their tails and get some action going, because the Speaker of the House is the constitutional mandate is for him or her, whoever's Speaker of the House. They are the ones that set the tax. Any tax bill has to come out of there first, because it's written in the Constitution. That's the power. That's the power of the people's house. And we've talked about it over and over. And I just have to tell you that when John Boehner is for 2013, he needs to have a whole different leadership style. And they need to work for the American people. And they need to call the press out where they are messing up. And that's just as simple as I can make it. Now, what do we do in 2013? Well, you go back and listen to that clip of It's a Wonderful Life. Yes, we need some angels. We need some angels looking over our shoulder. We need some angels to give us some common sense in these elected officials we got. And that's why I'm coming up to the Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Year Award for 2012. Who's going to get it? What's going to get it? I know everybody in their mind's thinking, okay, get Obama out now. He's going to get the Tombstone of the Year Award. No, no, he is part of it. But I want to give the Tombstone of the Year Award to the entire elected Congress and White House. In the Senate and the House and the White House, if they cannot learn how to work together, if they cannot learn, if Barack Obama cannot be like Harry Truman, say the says the buck stops here, and John Boehner can get out and get into the face of the press and say, why don't you get on Harry Reid, who hasn't passed a Senate budget in 3 years? It's against the law. Why can't we, American people, appreciate our Congress and our White House and our elected leaders? We can't, because they are just playing willy-nilly with people's lives are at stake, our businesses are at stake, and people need jobs. They can't get jobs when Congress can't work together with the president, and they got us pushed over this fiscal cliff. And as I tape this show, don't know if we're going to go over it or not. I know this. How can I plan to hire somebody else? How can I, if I'm a business owner, how can I plan with Obamacare taxes coming down my throat? If I make medical devices, I'm a dentist. Look, I got supplies going up. Some company said it's going to go up 7% across the board so that they can take care of Obamacare taxes that are built in into the products by the supplies. I don't know. Nobody's giving me direction. All I know is this, all this is hitting, and we don't have a Congress that can even tell us what our tax is going to be for 2013. It's a shame. It's a shambles of our country the way it was designed to be. Because we got leaders who are not leading. We don't have leadership. We've got leader. I thought of a four-letter word. I don't even want to use it because I know it's a family show. But leader poop. That's what we got. Leader poop, not leadership. And I'm telling you, that's the reason why we got a country that's ready to rebound out of recession. We won't get a rebound. We got this slow growth, and it looks like we may become the European model and have slow growth and high employment for the next generation, unless we can get some people who will figure out how to get solutions to our problems. And that's why I want you to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, all of 2013. We are going to be looking for solutions. What can you do? How do you do it? We know why we need to do it. What are they, and how do we get them done? We got to start working on the solutions for all the problems, and that's what we're going to talk about here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics in 2013. So make sure you plug in and listen to us every week. Make sure you put us down as a favorite. We'll have a new show every week with different guests, different people who will come on, and we're going to be looking for solutions. What can we do? We can't wait 4 years. This country's going to be such down in a drain. It's going to be like we're going to be in a rat hole in 4 years if we don't start getting solutions now. We can't wait to 2016. My goodness, this country won't be much left of it if we just let it keep going down in a downward spiral. So what do we do? That's what we're going to cover right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Listen to us each week. And I'll tell you this, since we've been talking about 2012 and Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Year Award going to our elected leaders there in Washington, in the Congress, and the White House, let me just tell you this. I'm going to go back over 2012, and we got some sound bites from different shows. I want to play those for you. I want you to enjoy those. And next week, we're going to get started and looking for solutions, and you're going to hear things here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics you won't hear anywhere else, and you're going to hear some solutions. You may not like them all. I may not like them all, but we're going to dig down and find some things that you and I can do right now. And don't wait 4 years. It's time to get working, and we're going to find out what can happen. Let's get this, listen to this little clip, and then we're going to go into some highlights of the past year. So I hope you enjoy those. I've enjoyed bringing you Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and you tell your friends and neighbors we're a show that's growing, and it's because of you, our listeners. And I appreciate that, and we are going to listen to those clips. Before we do, though, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. Got a lot of great shows, so go check on the homepage where you can check out some of the other great shows on this great network. But let me just tell you, if you like talk radio, you'll like www.WebTalkRadio.net. And don't forget, there's some collector issue books, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can go to my homepage by just clicking on on my homepage. It goes to the website, and you can get some books for your conservative friends or your liberal friends. So be sure to click on there and get the books when they're left. Now, let's listen to some of these clips, and I hope you have fun and kick off this new year. Let us make it bright and joyous and prosperous. Even though we didn't get the conservative in the White House, we can still have hope, and we can still work hard. And that's what it's going to take, because we got children and grandchildren to give an America to that they deserve, one with freedom, not with tyranny. All right, we got in the studios with us Ali Akbar, and a Tea Party activist, does the Tea Party Brew, and he has written a letter to Morgan Freeman, because last week on Doc Holliday's Tea Party, I told you about the Tombstone of the Week Award went to Morgan Freeman for what he had to say about the Tea Party. And in the studio here, Ali Akbar. Ali, tell us about your letter to Morgan Freeman.
Well, Ed, I really appreciate you having me and being here. A blessing and encouragement for my soul, my spirit, and the Tea Party fight to really combat this race baiting. You know, name calling is a last resort. It's a ditch effort after they've lost the arguments. And frankly, Democrats have just lost the argument. So on TeaPartyBrew.com, where I serve as a publisher and financier of the effort, I put an open letter to Mr. Morgan Freeman, and wow, it went viral. Over 3.5 million people have read or listened to it on the radio. And, you know, we're all carrying the same message that, you know, we've got to get past this racial divide or this racial baiting, because we've got to talk about, you know, what should our government look like and what services should people be provided.
And we have on the line Nancy Collins, and I've told you about Nancy. And Nancy, welcome to Doc Holliday's Tea Party.
Thank you so much, Ed. I appreciate you asking me to be a part of it.
Well, I know you're a grandmother, and you've worked hard over these years, and you know you've worked hard to make your community a better place to live. Why in the world would you want to begin a career in politics when most people in your position would just want to retire?
I have been asked that a time or two. I want to say I believe, first of all, that public service is an honorable calling, and I believe it's just as honorable as service to our country and the armed forces. And my citizenship has not cost me one thing up until now. But I do believe that each one of us are called to sacrifice in different ways for our country and our families. I'm running because I believe I bring a maturity and readiness to serve. At 63, I've been given a lot, and I want to give back.
Well, I'm glad you're not afraid to say how old you are. I decided I better not tell everybody how old
That's
you are.
That's okay. I don't mind. I've got white hair.
That's experience.
And I'm 63, and I believe I've earned it. But the other thing is, Ed, I'm running because our values as Mississippians and Americans can't take any more hits. And I don't want our children shackled with debt. And you and I just cannot live unto ourselves. We, the people that are the government, should also be we, the people who serve publicly. And that's what I want to do.
And for those who don't know, Dr. Alveda King, her uncle was Martin Luther King Jr. And through the years, Dr. King has really pushed for equal rights, and that even pushing for equal rights for the babies that are still in their mother's wombs. Tell us a little bit about your activity in that area, Dr. King.
I certainly will. I want you to be praying with us, though, on August 28th, the memorial dedicated to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Washington, D.C. will be dedicated. And I want people to know we are not to worship or idolize a man. Any of those statues that are up in D.C., President Lincoln, the Washington Monument, of course, I think Jefferson, now you'll have a Martin Luther King Memorial, and it's the only one who's not been a president and who hadn't been a standing president, and something else makes it unique. But, you know, just remember his life. Of course, he, like David and some of the others, Paul used to kill Christians, and we know David and Bathsheba and all of that. But David was a man after God's own heart. And he pleased God in all matters except Uriah the Hittite, the same kind of thing with my uncle. So I will go to that dedication. Glenn Beck, of course, is going to be over in Israel on the 24th of August. But I won't make it over there because that's when those festivities start honoring my uncle. But let's not put any of these human people up in front as if they were idols. But when they do worship God, let's join them. When they fall short, let's pray for and pray with them.
And I know you got a voice. I've heard you sing, and I know you got albums out, and so you're versatile, very versatile also.
Right, and tell people they can get me at cdbaby.com. I think it's / Alveda King. I do, and like you, you write beautiful poetry and things like that, and I'm working on a new piece, Practical Christian Warfare, and I'm still working on it, so it's not ready to be released, but that's a new piece that will probably be a poem and a song in the near future.
About it, I believe the direction, the fate of our great republic is at stake in this election, and you know, Mitt Romney doesn't have to be your favorite person in the world, but he and I hope a Republican Senate and House both are a far better bet to make of trying to restore some sanity and save this republic. And if Barack Obama gets another 4 years completely unrestrained by any thought of re-election, God help us if that were to happen.
Well, that's the same way I feel and the way we feel here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and that's exactly why I'm on the air. I know you do all you do with a line of sight, and if people want to keep up, you're right. You got great insight, and I love to read everything that you write and put out. What's your website people can go to, Bob?
A line of sight, and it's SIGHT, a line of sight, and you've got to put the A in the front of it, alineofsight.com. Go to the homepage, there's a sign-up button in the upper right-hand corner. Give us an email, and you'll get all our stuff.
Well, Bob, it's great talking to you again. We'll have to get you on again. You give us some great insight, and I tell you, being Doc Holliday, I am very, very concerned about Tombstone, Arizona. I'm glad you are, too, and let's work together to save that city and save America.
Well, I'm very much with you. I got to give you a quick little anecdote before I go. I'm sitting up here at our Buffalo Ranch up by the Continental Divide, looking out the window at a beautiful black quarter horse, and I got to tell you what his name is.
Well, what's his name, Bob?
Doc Holliday.
Well, you know I like that quarter horse.
We got three of them up here at the ranch. We got Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, and the prettiest one, of course, is Doc Holliday.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate you coming on this show, and we'll continue this friendship, and we'll continue working to bring America back to its full potential.
Take care, my friend.
Take care.
Yes, sir. I'm born and raised in Louisiana. I'm kin to all of the Bryants from Cane River all the way down to New Orleans.
Wow, okay. So you know a little bit about politics if you live in South Louisiana, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. The politics in Louisiana, specifically down in South Louisiana, still has a Huey Long kind of flair.
Wow. Well, tell me something about, here we are, this is a show is called Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And you tell me, how in the world is it? I listen to the news, I look at everything, I look at the statistics, and it says that 95-96% of African Americans support or voted for Obama and support him. Now, tell me, why is it that you want to put out a movie called The Runaway Slave, and it goes against what everything we've been told to believe about the African Americans and how they support Barack Obama?
For the very reason you just mentioned, Doc, when 95% of any group of people vote for a specific party, then that is evidence that something is terribly wrong. There is no other group of people in this country that vote that way. There's no other group of people in this country, when you talk to them, they talk about their leaders. Irish people don't need to be led around. Italian people don't need leaders. But somehow, black folks somehow need leaders. We're always talking about where are the black leaders. All of us know how much money we have in our pocket, what our children need, and what our mortgage payments are. And so therein lies the independence that every American, regardless of where you're from, need to operate from. Runaway Slave is a movie that in fact identifies the fact that freedom is around us all, African Americans, white Americans. It doesn't matter whether you came here on the Mayflower or whether you came here on slave ship. Americans need to know that every one of us had to struggle in some type of way to embrace and achieve the freedom that's here in this country.
We got David Rubin on the line, and David, we're glad to have you on Doc Holliday's Tea Party.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Doc.
I have a question right here at the first. You live in Israel now, and do you feel any safer living in Israel knowing that President Barack Obama is in charge of the White House?
Well, not at all, unfortunately. You know, there were surveys done in which they, surveys taken in which they found that only about 15% of Israelis believe that Barack Obama is pro-Israel.
Wow, those are some numbers that doesn't give a lot of backing to President Obama and his policies.
No, well, the fact is that that President Obama has been anti-Israel, has been hostile towards Israel almost from the beginning.
All right, on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, we are glad to have Dr. Kip Van Camp. And Kip, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Doc. It's good to be on your show.
Well, last week's show we had U.S. Senator Roger Wicker talking about Obamacare, and he brought out a lot of points that basically our backs are up against the wall. If we don't change things this election in November, we will be a European socialist state, basically. In your view of Obamacare, do you see anything different from that?
No, I do not. I totally agree with that. You know, doctors have been busy in the trenches. We work a lot of hours. Most doctors work 60 to 70 hours a week, and so we don't have time to get politically active. And so we have trusted in the past our politicians and thought they would take care of things, but unfortunately they haven't done so, suffering the consequences with very bad legislation.
Well, Dr. Kip, one of the things that it's over 2,000 pages, Obamacare, and we can get in details and all kind of pages, but what really gets at the heart of things to me is people don't understand how this is going to drastically change health care. I know Congressman from Georgia, Dr. Tom Price, physician, and he was saying we did not give people health care. What we gave them was a ticket to stand in line. I'd like for you to address some of the things that, you know, from a physician standpoint. Remember, Nancy Pelosi said this Obamacare is going to make jobs. And yet, I know so many practitioners are saying they're going to have to look at cutting staff for Obamacare when it takes effect. How do you see that?
Oh, I totally agree. It's going to be a ticket to stand in line. I think these health exchanges that are being developed in every state, which is the state answer to the uninsured, it's going to be going to get your tags for your car, and everybody knows how inefficient that is. So there's a line you'll be standing in. If you come to the doctor, there's more patients being dumped into the system that are currently uninsured, and we don't have the manpower to meet all the needs, and so you'll be standing in line. Or you'll see instead of seeing a doctor, you'll see a nurse practitioner and or a physician's assistant. That's not a dig or an attack at them. They certainly do a very good job, but they're not the doctor.
And I'll just say this about Ann Coulter. And this is in my book. Ann Coulter's the phoniest shrew in American politics.
Ooh, the phoniest shrew. I have not heard it put that way.
I've either interviewed or know in politics who are more phony and less sincere than Ann Coulter. But I will tell you this. If Mitt Romney is the Republican nominee, I will promise you this. And I was on a show in Montana this morning with a Mormon host, and I said the same thing to him on his own program. If Mitt Romney is the nominee, I can promise you the media is going to tell us about every crazy thing Joseph Smith and Brigham Young ever said that they never told us about Jeremiah Wright. They're going to turn this entire election into a referendum on Mormonism and how many homes Mitt Romney owns. And since Mitt Romney is a far less defined figure to the American people, his negatives will be far more damaging because most people haven't formed an opinion of him yet, which means his negatives help to form that opinion of him. But regardless, whoever the Republicans nominate for president, Barack Obama, like every other incumbent, is running against the economy. If unemployment is at 7% or lower, it will not matter who the Republicans nominate, we will lose. If unemployment is at 9% or higher, it doesn't matter who the Republicans nominate, Obama will lose. And if unemployment is somewhere between 8 and 7%, then it probably does matter who the Republicans nominate. But most elections are a referendum, at least presidential elections, are a referendum on the president's current economic, the job he's doing with the economy. And as long as the unemployment rate is at 9 to 10% and gas is $3.50 a gallon, Barack Obama is not going to be reelected, even if they nominate you or me, Doc. He's not going to win. That's just the way history is. History has indicated the election is almost always a referendum on the incumbent, not the challenger.
Well, you summed it up pretty. I think that's. I agree with you. That's correct on as far as what we got to do. And it looks like it's the more likely the unemployment figures will be right in between, and who we nominate could be important. Now, one thing you may not know, I was there in Charleston, South Carolina, for the debate. On that big day on January the 19th when all the news came out, Perry dropped out of the race, Santorum got declared the winner of Iowa, and Newt's ex-wife started leaking, the excerpts of her interview started leaking, and that's when everybody thought Newt would be, he could be, his political career may be over. That's everybody going to the debate. But I did see when he answered John King and he fought back and he gave described it as a despicable question. And the Tea Party people in that Coliseum went crazy yelling for Newt. And I saw at that moment there was something that galvanized, where the Tea Party was always sort of wishy-washy about who to get behind. But they galvanized behind Newt that night. And it's something that I can't put my finger on it other than say that I think it's something that sticks to their heart.
I think I want to make two quick points, John. The first is, there is a legitimate question about the power of the government to impose on religion activities which any religion opposes. That's legitimate.
Go ahead.
But I just want to point out, you did not once in the 2008 campaign, not once did anybody in the elite media ask why Barack Obama voted in favor of legalizing infanticide. Okay. So let's be clear here. If we're going to have a debate about who the extremist is on these issues, it is President Obama, who is a state senator, voted to protect doctors who killed babies who survived the abortion. It is not the Republican.
In the White House, and he has jobs on his mind, so he's coming around. We're trying to get him around so he can have a strong response and not let the media whip him back and forth. So let's hear what Rick Santorum had to say when I asked him that last week. Rick, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get elected to the White House?
We're going to sign an executive order to build the Keystone Pipeline. How's that?
Jobs. That's what we want. Keep it on jobs. My fellow Americans, that's some of the highlights of 2012 in the presidential race. We were there covering debates live. We were there covering a lot of the election all the way up to election night. And I'm sorry to say we did not get a new occupant of the White House. But I am glad to say that we've made many new friends, including listeners all across America. So thank you for listening. And as we said, we will work on solutions in 2013. So you be sure, starting next week, listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because we're going to find some solutions. We may knock a few around. It might not be the best idea in the world, but we are going to dig in, and we might not find everything we dig as a great solution, but we're going to dig down. We're going to find some golden nuggets, and it's going to be unlike you hear anywhere else. So you stay tuned and get others to stay tuned. And send me an email. You can send me an email right there on the front homepage. I got an email address. You can send it right to me. Let's save America. You and me together. Let's make it work. So until next week, God bless you and Happy New Year.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.